Nice to be here this morning. I came in on Brother Munsinger's talk last night towards the end, and he was, all of you were here, remember he mentioned how that there might be a discussion and a question about whether they were saved first or filled with the Holy Ghost first there in Cornelius's household. And would you believe I never even gave any thought to that, that there was a problem. But anyway, he pointed out that some people try to put the one before the other, which doesn't really matter. You know, very often we get away from the truth because we talk about things that don't matter. And I enjoyed Brother Munsinger's talk, and as our brother pointed out, that he brought out some light that the Holy Spirit gave to him. And so I was reminded as he was talking of this reference in John 20, the Gospel of John 20, verse 22. It's just at the end of that verse, Jesus, with all his instructions that he gave them in the last days of his life, the disciples, his immediate followers, he comes out with this here, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Let me read the whole verse. "And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost." Now, you theologians, here's another question for us. Did they receive the Holy Ghost then? Don't answer me. I don't want to start a conflict. But we know that he said afterwards, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high." There may have been, and don't quote me and don't tell Brother Kenny or Eddie or anybody, but there may have been a door that was open there, setting the stage, so to speak, for the infilling of the Holy Ghost. But what did they have to do? The Lord said to them, "You guys, you wait a minute. And wait 10 days, and well, it turned out 10 days. But some of us have waited longer, and some of us perhaps waited less. But the idea is that the Lord just doesn't come and shower us with fullness and with blessing when we just say, Lord, well, fill me now, and next week I won't need you anymore. But first of all, there is a building up. There is a cleansing. There is a seeking the Lord, whether it's 10 days or 10 years. There is a clearing of this heart of mine to make me ready for that anointing and that fullness. And the Lord wants to know that I'm going to hang on to it. Even after I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, the Lord wants to make sure that I keep praying. I've often heard, some of us have been around here for many years now, and we've heard ministers speak to us about the truths of the Bible, and we're supposed to have learned a few things, and sometimes people stop praying after the Lord has given them a wonderful victory and anointing and infilling of the Holy Spirit and miracles. We seem to kind of back off and cool off and kind of ride it out and think, well, now I got it and now I can coast. And that we have already found out that doesn't work.
That's right.
It leaves us depleted and weak and empty. And so let us continue in the things that we have heard. We read that just Thursday night. We're going through the book of Hebrews in Canarsie. I've been known to go there for a few years now. I mentioned to someone, Brother Edwin sent me there to help out. Watch when the preacher says to you, go help out somewhere. That was 41 years ago. I'm still there. But Brother Ken has helped us a lot. But we want to hang on to the things that the Lord has done for us, especially in connection with this camp. I've been coming here for 60 years, a little longer than Brother Paul there. He was just a kid. Well, I was just a kid, too. I was sitting here. I was 12 years old, listening to wonderful stories from Brother Gordon. I'm sorry. I get carried away with ancient history. Let me go back to the Bible. The word that the Lord gave me for this morning actually is found in, I think it's 2 Timothy somewhere. Let's see. Yes. In connection with holding on to the things that the Lord has given us. 2 Timothy, the first chapter, the 12th verse. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed. The Apostle Paul was put through the mill, as it were. We use that expression in New York. We went through a real mill. We had a sweater factory, Red Mill Knitting Corporation. Well, it was in the red most of the time. It had the right name, Red Mill. And finally went, we sold it for peanuts, and then the guy lost it, went out of business. Anyway, the Apostle Paul went through a different mill, and he suffered many things for Jesus' sake. And he says, that doesn't shake me. Don't worry about me. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. We've committed things to the Lord over the years, haven't we? We've served the Lord. We love the Lord. And, some of us have been on the way a long time. Some of us have been in the way. Some of us have lost the way. Some of us have just found the way. But we want to seek the Lord and hold on to those things that the Lord has put upon our hearts over the years and established in us. And we don't want to lose them, lest we should let them slip, to refer back to that little phrase in Hebrews. I am persuaded that he is able, that he is able. I am not able. I tried. I'm not able to keep, but he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him. Have you committed anything to the Lord in these days? And in the past months and weeks and years? And nice to see my German friends here from Kirchheim this morning. In German, there's a song that someone wrote for, but I know whom I have believed, etc. And in German it says that nothing can tear me out of his hand. I like that expression. In English, it's a little softer, but it's okay. Either way, it works if we apply it, if we let the Lord establish that in our hearts, and that we will continue to serve him, to seek him, and to love him, and to live for his glory. Praise the Lord. God bless you all.
Live for him,
die for me.
Jesus, that you are able. Thank
you.
Oh Lord, when we look at that, what assurance, what confidence,
yes, thank you, Lord,
meets our soul.
Yes.
Lord, when we look at ourselves, we're not so sure.
Yes.
But you're able.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord Jesus. You're faithful and true. You are, Lord, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Lord, you're the leader, you're the trailblazer of our faith. And our eyes are on you, and
thank you
for that.
Yes, dear Jesus.
Faithful and true Lord Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah.